Blog Talk Radio.
Network in the building once again. It's Celebrity Thursday, my people, and I appreciate you and everything you do for hanging out with us tonight on this lovely Thursday, February 6, 2014. Yes, indeed, Celebrity Thursday is upon us once again. D Slate in the building. I got my peoples in the building. Let me introduce my people to you now. We got the beautiful and the lovely Miss Fabulous in the building with us. Miss Fabulous, how are you?
Hello, the D-Hour Show Radio Network, to the CEO of the D-Hour Show Radio Network, Mr. D. Slate, and to whoever else of the D-Hour Show Radio family is in the building. I'm ecstatic and excited about Celebrity Thursday and our forthcoming guests. And this is Black History Month. Fish in the Air, thank you for tuning in on tonight.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Hello there, Miss Fabulous. Now, people, let me introduce our other teammates. Now, with the departure of the Tuesday spots, D-Slate has asked my brother from the Tuesday spots to join us on Celebrity Thursday, who he is now a host on Celebrity Thursday now. He goes by the name, the one and only L.E.O. L.E.O., what's good, bro?
Yeah. What's going on? It's definitely a familiar voice, Miss Justice. It's been some time. How you doing? Happy New Year's. It's going down. Celebrity Thursdays. Official, Mr. L.E.O. will be in the building every Thursday holding it down with you guys. So it should be a great show.
No doubt. Now, understand this, people. We got a great show for you guys tonight, of course. It's Celebrity Thursday. And tonight, we will be talking to Moana from the veteran multi-platinum group, the Jets. They're going to be joining us tonight. You know the Jets, with hits like Crush on You, You Got It All, Rock to You. I mean, they got hits, multi-platinum hits, and we will be talking with her tonight about the group. The group has reunited, got back together. They have a new album, Reunited album, that is out there. So we'll definitely be talking with her about that. We'll be talking with her about everything the Jets. We will be talking with her, and we got some music, of course. We playing the hits. That's what we do at the D Hour Radio Network. We play hits every Sunday through Sunday. You heard what I said. D Slate, what is that? I said Sunday through Sunday, meaning that we have a show every day of the week on the D Hour Radio Network. Yes, indeed. The Covenant Cafe. See, I got something to say show. The ATS All Things Sports Show. Nod Your Head Radio. Celebrity Thursday. On-screen radio on Friday. And, of course, Indie Up Saturday on Saturday. It goes down every day of the week. Make sure you tune into the D Hour Radio Network. You never know who's going to be on. So you just got to keep tuning in. If you are R&B artist, gospel artist, hip-hop artist, poet, comedian, some type of entertainer of the sort like that, if you want to be featured on the D Hour Radio Network, all you have to do is email us at dhourshow@gmail.com, dhourshow@gmail.com. You can also catch up with us on MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Just search the keyword, D Hour Show. Now, if you have a business or a website you would like to advertise on our network, all you have to do is email us, dhourshow@gmail.com. We have a really good rate going on right now for our advertisement. You can advertise right here. What you listening to? Right here. Yeah, look at right here. You can advertise right here. All you have to do is email us. That's it. Email us at dhourshow@gmail.com, and we'll get that information to you. I also would like to say to my peoples and all my peoples out there, happy Black History Month. Black History Month is upon us. And, yes, let me tell you how it's going down tonight. Tonight we have Celebrity Thursday. We'll be talking with Moana from the Jets. Also, we have the Fat Fabulous News with Ms. Fabulous. We have Elio's Where Do We Go From Here? These slaves blow the dust off of them old school double plays. And especially for this month, we have a day in Black history where we will be talking about someone significant in Black history. So, yes, we'll be talking about all of that tonight and playing all your favorite greatest hits. We'll be playing that as well. So, with that being said, don't you people go nowhere. Stay where you're at. Stay seated because it's popping. Trust me, it's going down tonight on Celebrity Thursday. Don't go nowhere. While you're sitting there, let's get some hits in you. Now, I want to say that tonight, with it being Black History Month, I think that our phrase for tonight is going to be show your right.
Show your right.
Throw the fist up and just say, show your right. That's going to be the phrase tonight. Show your right. I got a couple things I want to bring up tonight and things I came across in the media. I'll try to throw those in there edgewise so we can discuss those as well. But for now, don't go nowhere. D Slate, Miss Fabulous, Elio in the building, Celebrity Thursday. We got some hits. I got some Donnell Jones. I got some Jets. It's going down. Don't go nowhere. Oh, we'll be back.
So you're right.
Say what, you know that about it, baby.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed... could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like,
"Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
How to be a great dad in 15 seconds. Bike ride, go fish, walk in the park, phone call, milkshake, play catch, picnic, fly a kite, tell jokes, laugh, talk, read a story, tell a story, bumper car, swing set, bowling, pillow fight, cut loose, stay tight. Whew. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome back to the Hour Radio Network. Deep Slate, L.E.O. Miss Fabulous in the building playing the hits. You already know how we do it. Another lovely Celebrity Thursday. It is February 6, 2014, and we thank you for tuning in with us right now. You just heard the Jets with their hit single, "You Got It All." Before that was Donnell Jones featuring Left Eye. Getting it in like that, Left Eye, man. One of the best, one of the talented ones. And also, I think it's kind of interesting that, you know, it could be a possibility that Lil Mama could be, you know, joining up with TLC so they can get out there and do their thing again. So that might be something special to see since she was a part of the biopic movie that was very controversial in you know, some aspect, especially with national artist Pebbles. But, you know, we'll talk about that a little later. But right now, ladies and gentlemen, it is now our opportunity and my pleasure, as always, because, you know, we have some incredible guests on the show. So right now, it's our time to introduce our guest for tonight. Discovered in Minneapolis in the mid-1980s, this group of brothers and sisters hit the music scene as teenagers and soared straight to the top with hits like "Crush on You," "You've Got It All," and "Make It Real." Under MCA Records, these songs are still in rotation on radio stations across America, especially on the DR Radio Network. Originally from the island of Tonga in the South Pacific, the Jets have an international appeal that attracts fans across the United States, Asia, and Europe. 8 top 10 hits on the Billboard, nominated for an American Music Award for the song "Crush on You," nominated for a Grammy for Best R&B Single, "Rocket to You," won Best New Group in Japan at the Tokyo Music Fest, represented the Pacific Music Group in the 1988 Olympics, 3 world tours, 2 USO tours, sold over 3 million records. Can you say multi-platinum? Because I just did that. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm D-Hour Radio Network welcome to to the lovely Miss Moana from the hit group The Jet.
Hi there. How are you?
Well, Moana, how you doing?
I'm doing good. That was such a nice intro. Thanks for making a sound
great. Well, you deserve it. You absolutely deserve it. First and foremost, I want to say it's our honor, our pleasure to have you on the show with us tonight. We're huge fans of your music. I think that to say, you know, your music is timeless is probably an understatement because, like I said earlier, you know, everybody is still listening to it and still being played across America. So, you know, that has to be an incredible feeling, you know, as an artist to know, you know, when time passes that your music is still played and thought of and remembered and still cherished because you guys have some great music, some incredible music. And to know that people are still listening and loving it today, it has to be an incredible feeling.
You know, it we've been away from the business so long. I think you're right. We appreciate it more now that we're older. We're all married. We all have children now. So, you know, it's a whole other ballgame, but it when we look at the prospect, you really realize what a blessing it was. So, just grateful.
Absolutely.
Grateful that we were able
and
to do it again.
And I know that the fans, you know, are definitely curious as to, you know, I know I used to always hear my friends and family members used to always say, man, I wonder whatever happened to the Jets. You know, they had such great music. You know, I wonder whatever happened with them. For the fans that don't know, what's going on with the Jets right now?
Well, for the last, I think for the last 15 years after we disbanded, the business can be tough on a family. You know, the music business is a tough business. We always love music, but the business can be tough on our family. So we took a break, and everyone started families and just kind of did the family thing. And about a few years ago, we got together and decided we were celebrating our 25th anniversary and decided, why don't we just get together and reunite and do one more record? And that's kind of how it all came together. We all just kind of missed it a little bit, and our kids were asking, why don't you guys do another one? And it just kind of all worked out that we were able to be together.
Oh, wow. You know, that's so interesting, too. I mean, especially because I know a lot of artists sometimes take breaks to start families and take care of the families and the children, because I know that was a similar story with Arsenio Hall. You know, he kind of did the same thing. So, you know, to come back and still be, you know, loved and adored by your fans, you know, I can say a lot of artists in the industry, you know, can't say that they have that type of music and that type of fan base. So, I think you guys, are truly talented, and it truly shows over the years with your music.
Oh, thank you very much. We were really fortunate at that time to be together as a family, and you know, for those doors to open for this little island family from the South Pacific was kind of, you know, like an unbelievable situation. And we're really grateful for that. The business is a tough one, too. You know, everyone's always playing King of the Hill, and, you know, and music changes so much. We went through a rough period after we had put out a few records, just trying to hang in there and do the business. We ended up doing these clubs and bars and casinos, and it just... we kind of lost the love for it. So I think when we left for a little bit, it helped us appreciate the music again and, you know, come back into it a little bit with a refreshed mind.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, I definitely have a couple more questions for you, but I know my co-host has some questions for you as well. Miss Fabulous, any questions for the lovely Miss Moana?
Oh, absolutely. First and foremost, Miss Moana, I'd like to say thank you for your contribution to the music industry. I just simply love your music. Simply love the Jets.
Oh, thank you so much. That means a lot. Thank you.
Absolutely. And this is in my era, in a time where kids will go outside and play and double dutch in the middle of the street and, you know, come home before the street lights come on. Yeah, I am showing my age. But, you know, I remember being in the grocery stores and things of that nature and hearing your songs, or being on the subway up north and hearing your songs play. So that says a lot to your genre of music. It wasn't just heard in the demographics of the urban market. It was a crossover market, you know. And, again, that's attributed to your style. And, again, Dee Slate said it best, that your music is timeless and it's classic. And I definitely foresee the Jets being able to – I say this all the time, so I should coin it. If you can play, you know, 25 years, definitely you are a musical impact that's going to play Vegas, you know. So you're not just a trend.
Absolutely. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. So my question to you, Ms. Moana, I would like to know, number one, what became of the name Jets? How did that derive?
Well, you know, we are from the islands, but our ancestors were German. And so our maiden, my last name is Wolfgram, which doesn't sound anything Polynesian. We don't even look German. None of us have a blonde hair in our head. So when our manager came to see us, he said, "You guys just don't look German. Wolfgram is just not going to work." He came out to see us at a club and heard the song Benny and the Jets by Elton John. And he just thought, all right, well, it's just short, it's easy to say, and, you know, you guys are kind of young and spunky, so let's stick with the Jets. And that's kind of how we got our name.
Wow, very, very interesting. How cool is that? You know, every name has some type of health significance. So, you know, that's been a burning question for 20-something years. How did it come about the Jets? So, 20-something years later, now I have the response. Also, you know, a lot of great musical families have, you know, gone on to do great things, such as the Bars family, the Jacksons, of course, you know, Sister Sledge, and so forth. And I noticed that you mentioned that you all are in the works are doing some more musical projects, things of that nature. Are you limited to just music, or are you considering other areas of the entertainment world versus, you know, a reality television show like the Braxtons and, you know, a couple of other family music, known musical family singing groups? So what's next for the Jets, by the way?
We just finished our – it's a new record called The Jets Reunited. And it just got released on iTunes about a few weeks ago. You know, if it came to a reality show, I don't know. There are actually 17 brothers and sisters in our family. In the Jets, we only make up the 8 oldest. So that would be one crazy mess to see us all together and, you know, a bunch of Polynesians. But we have a lot of fun. I think that we're up for anything. My sisters and I actually do a lot of gospel music. Because we're all mothers now, and my brothers, in fact, the Jets, all together, we have about 38 kids among the 8 of us in the group. So we've been a little busy. Like, people ask, what you've been doing? Well, I've actually just had my number 6 about 6 months ago.
Congrats.
And, yeah, our brother on bass, he actually has 12 kids. So we've always been about family. It's always been probably the one most important thing to us besides our faith. But I think that we're interested and open to do all types of things. I think you might leave the business, but I don't think music ever leaves you. You know?
Not at all.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I have one more curiosity. It's more of an inquiry. Parents and, you know, your aunties and so forth, and your family is constantly growing. Is there any possibility that, you know, your children or your extended family will possibly, you know, carry on the tribute of, you know, making music and albums? Any of your children express an interest in the music industry?
My husband's a DJ, so my son is always working on music. But I've got a brother, the one that has 12. His kids all are musicians. I think all of us have dabbled in the music. And done a lot of stuff. Today's world, though, with music and the media and the internet today, you know, you've got a huge market of just so much to look out for. And we have a gospel project that we're doing right now. It's more of an inspirational one. And my other brothers have their kids that are all musicians and are playing stuff. So hopefully you'll see a whole new generation of Jets out there. And, you know, we just appreciate those who still listen to our hits. that makes us happy to know that that was a good thing in their life. I was only 12 years old when we came out as the Jets. My sister Elizabeth was, actually I was 11 and Liz was 12, so we were pretty young when we came out. So it's kind of nice to be growing up with our fans. And we enjoy it more today than we did, you know, growing up.
Absolutely. Well, I'm really happy to know that you're, you know, doing a market of, you know, gospel music, and you still, you know, are integrated in the pop world as well as the secular R&B world. So, you know, you have a wide range demographic. So from, you know, one of your biggest fans, I just wanted to say publicly thank you so, so very much for over the years making great music, and I look forward to your forthcoming projects.
Oh, thank you. You're so sweet. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely. I find it kind of clever how Miss Fabulous said, I had one more curiosity. I thought that was kind of clever.
Nice play on words.
Thank you.
You said 17. You know, I read that earlier that you guys had 17 brothers and sisters. I'm like, man, you guys make the Brady Bunch look like a lonely boy and his little dog. I mean, that's a lot of family.
There's a lot of kids.
That's a lot of family.
We're all pretty
good.
Cool.
That's very good.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun
and it can be a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Elio, go ahead.
This is like a build-up question. It's basically asking for advice from you. Now, having the duration of your group being together and still being an intact right now, and I know it's a complication with being in a group, especially the size of your group. It's complicated for me just even operating with another partner, and I know it had to be complicated being in a group with your family, the people that you know, the closest to you. Now, what advice do you give to artists or up-and-coming artists that's in a group and that's trying to maintain longevity? Because a group like the Jets, you guys have longevity. I was young when you guys were created, but it still plays on, you know, through my history of music. I know you guys from going into my father's collection and my aunts and uncles and things like that. This is what I come up on. So what advice do you give a person within a group to maintain longevity?
You know, it's really that's an interesting question because music changes so much, and we were a bunch of kids when we came out. It did really help to have the people that know you best be around you because then they kind of grounded you. Because it's really easy to change in this business. It's really easy to just blow with the wind, whatever's the best thing out there at the time, and then you end up forgetting who you are altogether and how you got it all started in the beginning. Staying genuine to who you are is probably the most important, and keeping the people that you started with around you so that they always keep you true to your music, and then they stick around you and they know who you are, so they keep you grounded. You know, the music's going to change. You're going to want to collaborate with plenty of people, and that's great. But, if I had any advice, it would, I guess because we come from a family situation here, we had a lot of trouble being together because we got so sick of each other, touring all the time. But at the same time, we were best friends, and we knew how to look out for each other. And that was a blessing in disguise to have that.
Wow. So did you find any confliction with management or anything like that?
We actually had our bout with management where we were so young as kids that, you know, and our parents didn't know anything about the business, so we trusted our managers to do whatever they thought was right. Right up until we ended up, you know, coming off of a U.S. tour completely bankrupt, and then we realized, okay, what just happened? We've been working for years as a bunch of kids, and now we, you know, it's probably the same famous story like every other group that might have gone through this. And that's the only reason why I say stick with the people that love you and know you well, that have been there from the beginning, because they can see those things coming. And then you can walk away without, you know, letting everything get to you too much. This right. business it's a wonderful thing to have a passion for music, but it can also destroy you if you don't got any roots, you know.
Wow, that's major. Thanks a lot for that. That I can truly use that in my life, and I know other people can use that in theirs. I appreciate that.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely. I think that's definitely interesting, too. I mean, because, you know, like you said, I mean, you know, you guys came into the business, you know, not, you know, with your families not knowing, your parents not knowing too much about it, and you trusting your, you know, the your managers to be able to take care of it and to come off a world tour and, you know, and not have anything. I mean, I think that, and you're right, music has changed, the industry has changed. It's a lot simpler these days for artists to get their music out there. And, you know, you have a social media and iTunes and so many different outlets.
Yeah, sure.
So, you know, it's really easy now than the way it was before. What I'd like to know, you know, your new album, The Jets Reunited, tell us a little bit about that and what was the inspiration that went into that?
Oh, for the new record?
Yes.
Oh, well, you know, it was basically when you have your family in the business, I think that a lot of the music we've been writing on our new record has really just been about, you know, hang on to the people you love. We have a song we wrote called Take My Hand, and that's the one song that kind of, in a big family like ours, it's really easy to get overlooked. So, anyway, this is... Sorry, my kids just ran down the stairs with all their friends. You guys hop upstairs, okay? Okay. Sorry, but anyway, the Jets album has actually been just a reunion of getting together after so long. We have a song called Pride. It kind of helps all of us as siblings realize that, hey, when you're going through stuff and you want to leave the family, you know we all know each other better than ourselves. So always, you know, stay close to the family.
Well, I definitely want to say I love the new music. I even love your new take on your. I even love your new take on your hit single "Crush on You." I love the way that sounds, the way it sounds on the new album.
Thank you.
We're gonna play that one tonight. I definitely want everybody to hear that. But the music is fantastic as always. You know, I got a chance to definitely take a listen to it, and it's fantastic. I definitely can't wait to hear the rest of the album.
Thanks. We wanted to stick with the group. Phil. We're all band members. My brothers play instruments, and you know sometimes you lose that in today's music. So we wanted to stick to the horns and the drums, live drums and guitar and bass. So thank you.
But it's great. It's great. I mean, because you know that's the way Earth, Wind and Fire was, and that's the way quite a few hit groups were. With live band playing. It made it more authentic. It made it more real. So I definitely can appreciate live music like that. My last question for you is, thinking about, the music industry and, some of the things you guys have achieved and accomplished and went through as artists, is there a moment in your career that you can remember, that you can say was an unforgettable moment?
Oh, wow. The first famous person we actually warmed up for, we had a race, another group that was like the winners on Star Search, and it was between the Jets and this group from Minneapolis, and we made it in time, and we ended up warming up for Tina Turner. That was unbelievable.
Oh, wow.
There's a lot of interesting moments that it's so hard to pick. I mean, performing at the White House was unbelievable. I think it's crazy to hear your music on the radio when you're like 11 years old, and you're thinking, is this really us on the radio? One thing is because we're such a big family, we ate better. And that seems like something so simple, but we were like, man, this must be living large when you can eat better. But there were a lot of wonderful memories. My sister ran into Whitney Houston at the American Music Awards, and she stopped and just started singing "You Got It All." And that was like, are you serious, Whitney Houston, just saying a little bit of one of our songs? That was kind of a highlight as well.
That's amazing. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I find it interesting too, because I know a lot of artists always talk about you know, when we speak about those moments, they, you know, every artist always mentions hearing their music on the radio for the first time. You know, doing something real normal, as cleaning up or, you know, playing basketball or whatever the case may be, and they hear their music on the radio. So it's like, you know, and I think that's, you know, I think that's so incredible that every artist always remembers that particular moment, you know, hearing their music on the radio for the first time. I like to call it the five heartbeat moment, you know, when people heard their radio their music on the radio for the first time. But yeah, I think that's incredible, man. I just think that, you know, again, like I said, you guys, your music is timeless, man. It's always going to be remembered. People are always going to listen to it. You guys have such a great fan base, not just here in the States, but overseas as well. So, I mean, I know you guys get so much love when you perform overseas.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much. That means so much to us. We hope we can get out on the road this summer. We're working out a tour to come out and perform and just hang out with some of our fans and reminisce about the good old days. And we'll probably be working with a few other groups from the 80s that we used to work with before. But it'll be fun. It'll be fun to do that. And thank you so much for having me on your show.
Well, I definitely can't wait. Absolutely. I mean, I definitely can't wait. I mean, you know, I'm in Arizona. You know, Ms. Fabulous is in Virginia. You know, Elio is in Philadelphia. So, I mean, we can't wait.
Wow, it's
all
y'all over.
As soon as you guys go on tour, we're definitely going to be looking out for you guys. Ms. Fabulous, any closing comments for Ms. Moana?
Oh, absolutely. I love her beautiful spirit, and I just hear the compassion, you know, of what she does in her voice. You know, they often say, the critics say, if you love what you do, you'll never work another day in your life. And just having a real live, unrehearsed, unscripted moment, right, when she told her kids. So that means beyond music, beyond anything else, number one, you know, religion, God is first in their life, and, you know, her family. So that says a lot as a person, as a mother, as an artist. It speaks volumes. So, you know, that has made me just become a fan even more tonight to understand that, you know, there's a value system. So if you all are interested in coming, you know, to the East Coast,
We will have to come hang out with you, Ms. Fabulous, and let's go a little down memory lane. That'd be great.
That would.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I'll definitely look out for your tour dates and things of that nature, but this has been truly, honestly, honorarium. I have totally enjoyed this tonight.
Oh, you are kind. Thank you so much.
Elio, any closing comments from Ms. Maughan?
Oh, most definitely. One, thank you for giving me that advice, and I do want to say that it shows in the way that you speak with staying true to yourself that you're still doing music currently and you're still out trying to, you know, pursue your dream, and it was a real dream that you're living. And I want to wish you luck within your path, and hopefully we cross paths somewhere down the line. I'm in Philly.
Yeah,
so,
I hope
you
so.
Know,
thank you.
I'm pretty sure that you'll hit Philadelphia one of these days. And,
yeah,
you know,
we love those Philly steaks. You to come out there and hang out.
Absolutely.
I had one of them today. I had one of them today. So, yeah,
oh,
I have one waiting for you.
Oh,
I have one waiting for you.
Well, Ms. Maughan, I want to just say that, you know, you came onto our show as a guest, and you and the rest of the Jets are, you know, we consider you family members on this network now. You're no longer guests.
Right on.
So, you know, you're always welcome here. We're going to always keep supporting you guys and everything that you're doing. I definitely can't wait to hear the rest of the album. And anything else you guys have to offer or anything else you guys are going to be working on, I'm definitely going to be looking out for the tour dates. And hopefully get a chance to see you guys real soon. You guys stay blessed and continue to keep giving us great music.
Thank you so much. And, you know, we'll keep in touch for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Well, you have a blessed night, and I'll definitely stay in touch with you.
Yes, same to you. God bless you all. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you.
D-Hour Radio Network, D. Slade in the building, the lovely Miss Moana from the veteran multi-platinum group, the Jets, joining us on the show tonight. Fabulous, as always. We always have some incredible guests on the show. And, you know, that was just another incredible interview, as always. You know, we're batting, you know, above 500, you know, when it comes to, you know, interviewing any great guests and having great interviews. And we'll continue to keep doing that on the network. Big shout-out to the Jets, you know, for the new album and, you know, all the great new things that they're going to be doing back into this music industry. And right now we're going to play their hit single from the new album, The Jets Reunited, Crush On You. I love the way it sounds now. It sounds fantastic. So we got to get that off for you. A couple more hits when we come back. We got some fabulous news. We may have LEOs. Where do we go from here? You never know on the DR Radio Network. D Slate, LEO, Miss Fabulous. Don't go nowhere. The Jets, hit single, Crush On You, from the new album. Let's go.
Crush. rock and roll, we lose control. You make my body feel like you're supposed to, don't you? Ever worry about me leaving, cause I'll never go. We planted our love, baby, now we can watch it grow. If it wasn't for you, I'd never know how beautiful it'd be. We give it, he makes sure I always get mine, cause he's a superman with superpowers, he's a one-stop shop, over time, but to me I was taken, let him say what he wants to, cause he brings it like no other, so incredible, I love him, he's mine.
Where do you want to go to lunch?
I'm having a stroke.
Did you hear what I said?
I'm having a stroke.
Why aren't you answering me?
I'm having a stroke.
What's up with your face?
I'm having a stroke.
That's not normal. Is something wrong?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having an allergic reaction?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat, and apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
In your face, all over the place.
We're online 24/7. 24/7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
The Hour Radio Network in the building. D. Slay, L.E.O., Miss Fabulous, playing the hits. You already know how we do it. That was the beautiful Miss Maya with her song, Mr. Incredible, before that, with MC Light with a new single, Craving. And then you heard the Jets with their single, Crush on You, from the new album, The Jets Reunited. And make sure you check them out on Facebook and Twitter as well. And check out the new album. It's on iTunes. The Jets Reunited. Make sure you guys check it out. It's an incredible album. Great music, as always. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Elio and myself to receive some of the most fabulous news that's out there that can be so fabulous. Miss Fabulous, can you please tell us what's so fabulous right now?
Well, thank you so very much for that, D. Slate. Ladies and gentlemen of the D. Hour Show Radio Network, to our listening audience, thank you for tuning in for another segment of Celebrity Thursday, which we wholesomely, we really value. Thank you, your support. It is Black History Month, ladies and gentlemen. February, yes, Black History Month has been established many, many years ago, but we need to keep it on. Put your fist in the air to recognize all the ancestors, your elders, and persons that are pioneers who have made the way for us to be who we are on today. And speaking of which, definitely the PSAs prior to this fabulous news has indicated two things of interest. One being that tomorrow is National Go Red Day for making awareness for heart disease awareness, should I say, for women. That is one of the leading factors within African-American women on today for heart disease. You know, so get yourselves checked out if you know that you have a past history or family history of heart disease, any type of strokes or things of that nature. It is paramount to watch your weight. It is paramount to know the signs. It is paramount to go seek attention quickly so you can be around for years and years and years to come. By other way of news, the PSA indicated about texting and driving. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It has started a new year, and new year, new laws and new rules. So in many, many of our states, in these United States of America, of course, that is no texting while driving. Well, I should share a little bit with you before I get into the actual birthdays and observations on today. Yours truly, Miss Fabulous, yes. This, I today, have been a subject matter of, ladies and gentlemen, are you ready? Yeah, a victim of racial profiling. Well, it's as follows. I, Miss Fabulous, the victim of racial profiling incident on today, as I was pulled to a parking lot and entertained a text message because one should never, what, text and drive. I continued correspondence with a good friend via text. Two officers were shining flash lights in my vehicle. One officer tapped on the window and stated, "Hello, ma'am, is everything okay?" Of course, I responded to his request, and then at that time he asked for my Virginia license and he asked for registration. As I proceeded to look for those items, I, too, presented the officers that were patiently, or should I say impatiently, waiting to give them my badge. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, I am an officer of the court. And you can avoid the two officers for maybe donuts? Maybe so. So he told me in return, "Officer, you have a great evening." Indeed, a great evening it is, one. Number two, before they even approached the window, I was gaining the information of their badge numbers, one. Two, I put myself on speaker to know if there's any incidences or any misappropriation that it will be for those who may find out after me. And see, for all the Rodney Kings and all the Trayvon Martins, by the way, happy belated birthday. He would have been 19 years of age on yesterday. I, too, serve as a victim of racial profiling. DWB, driving while black. Yes, Miss Fabulous in a luxury vehicle. Miss Fabulous minding her own business. Miss Fabulous texting to pull over in a parking lot because I cannot text and drive. Was subjected to two officers bothering me and waiting for me to do and act indignant so they can put me under arrest. Know your rights. Know your rights, people. Know your rights. And this has been personal for me, but, you know, I came up on top. So, you know, of course, hashtag winning. Yes, and as an officer of the court, I like to take them, thank you. I like to take them for a value for which they are and say thank you on today. But by way of other news, definitely happy birthday to, yes, Bob Marley. To all the Rastafarians in the building, yes, yes, one, and Bumclock, and all of that good stuff to my West Indians, happy birthday to a pioneer of music. And I like to also send to my family a moment of silence who 5 years ago lost a pioneer, an educator of 35 years plus to the Norfolk Public School System, a mother, a wonderful, wonderful woman. My mother's sister, my dearest aunt, rest in peace, Aunt Josie, for you are missed, for your students have missed you, and you are a contribution to this earth. We love you, and rest in paradise. And to anyone else who's celebrating a birthday, this is the age of the Aquarius. We want you all to be healthy indeed. Celebrate, go red on tomorrow. Well red to remember. And my Aunt Josie passed of a heart attack, as well as, you know, some other heart conditions. So in remembrance of my Aunt Josie, I wore well red. Well red for your loved one. If you are a survivor of heart disease, well red on tomorrow. Last but not least, good times. Yes, good times. The 1970s show will turn 40 on Saturday. The first original airing date was February the 8th, 1974. So to my good friend, mentor, and the D. Hour Show Radio Network's big sister and mentor, Bernadette Stainless, hey girl, happy birthday, Thelma. Yes, good times turns 40. Back to you, D. Slate, right on.
Woo! Show your ride. There it is. The fabulous news once again. So fabulous. I said it's so fabulous. And like Miss Fabulous said, if you get racial profile, let the knowledge come out, people. Let the knowledge come out so they'll see where you're coming from. So if they want to try to put you under arrest, all you got to do is say, hey, put me over arrest, because I ain't did a damn thing. Show you right.
Well, you know, D-Slay, I just want to expound upon that one little quick second. You know, it's all about personality and attitude. When the officers came, I could have become indignant. I could have, you know, raised my voice, everything that they asked me to do. And see, initially, I could have just texted and drove. But you know what they say, if you want to meet Jesus real fast, go ahead and text and drive. You know, but nonetheless, I have to be in accordance with the law. And in all truthfulness, I pulled over in the parking lot, minding my own business, and I get stopped. So go, you know, chase some bad guys, some smooth criminals. Look for the people. You know, what's the guy named Joy Zimmerman? Yeah, I was being facetious, but he gets to box in a boxing match with DMX, which I hope this is just felonious. And then you stop me. And then an innocent child at the time is murdered, along with so many other people who remain nameless. I'm hot about this. I'm hot. You know, and understanding that I have my mayors, my congressional leaders, all in my cell phone. So you can play if you want to, officers of the law, but they told me, officer, you have a good night. So what if I wasn't an officer of the court? Then what? I would have been subjected to what?
And that's the big, and that's the issue. You know, that's the biggest issue, because the thing about it is that instead of giving you credit for pulling over and pulling over and texting instead of driving and texting, they said, let me see your license and registration. For what purpose? You know, you haven't committed any, you didn't commit any law, you didn't break any traffic law, any crimes. So what's the purpose of asking me that? I told you, I'm pulling over because I didn't want to drive and text, and I was texting.
Absolutely.
And I understand, because I in that situation, I find no logical reasoning behind that. Because the thing about it is, if somebody says, hey, you know, what are you pulling over for? Well, you know, I just pulled over, sir, because, you know, my wife texted me, or my son or my daughter texted me, or whatever the case may be, and I didn't want to drive the text at the same time, so I just pulled over. Instead
Absolutely.
Of giving you credit for that, they say, well, let me see your driver's, you know, your driver's license registration. I mean, for what? I mean, again, you know, we really need to stop, and we really need to, you know, in situations like that, and you know, and I have friends that are, you know, that are police officers out there, you know, trying to do right, and you know, and I would always tell them, you know, just be right, man, just be right, because you know, don't put yourself in situations, you know, where you make people hate you and want to attack you. So just be right, man. Just you know, just do the job right. Just do what you're supposed to do, and be honest. You know, don't try to be crooked. Don't try to take the power to your head. Just do your job and do what you're supposed to do. Because again, there's other larger crimes and larger incidents that's going on out there. You don't need to bother somebody who you should have been giving credit to in a parking lot because they wanted to text. You need to be out there stopping crimes. That wasn't a criminal situation.
Right, and they
Not
stood there. They stood there at the Hour Show Radio Network. LEL, they stood there. D-Slate, they stood there, and they flashed a flashlight as I proceeded to look for my driver's license and registration. And I never put my, you know, badge with my driver's license, but in this particular incident, I had to go make a visit, so therefore the two of those items were together. But again, what if I had them separate and I didn't show them that I was an officer of the court, just a regular citizen? You know, because I'm a black woman in a luxury vehicle, I have to be subjected to a search, you know, and I took it personally, and it was color, and it was racial, you know, profiling. You know, because there were a lot of other cars that were in that parking lot with persons sitting in their car because it's a shopping center. So that's why I popped there, because it was lighted, you know, it was well lit, and it was the fact of the matter I did not want to text and drive, and I had to ascertain the text, you know. So, again, it serves as twofold, but I did place it on my Facebook, and I'm getting a lot of response. You know, not out of empathy, but just as into knowledge. Know your rights and know how to present yourself in situations as such, because it really could have turned ugly. And I just smiled and grinned and said, "Yes, sir, officer. Thank you, officer. Have a good evening, officer." And they told me in return, "You have a good evening, officer." That's right.
Something like this doesn't even surprise me. Like, this is going on and on and on and on for a long time. Like, I was lost on 95. I had no way of getting home. I was directed wrongly from my officer in the wrong direction, almost an hour and a half away from my destination. And I pull over to the side of the road to further find directions back to the way that I needed to go. And I was stopped by a cop. A cop pulled up behind me, and the first thing that they say is, "Let me see your license." I told him that I'm lost, and I need to find my way back home. First thing he says to me is, "Can I have your license and registration?" And the other cop that was with him continued to search my vehicle. Before they helped me or anything like that, I'm not doing nothing, just pulled over to the side of the road, but they decided to search my vehicle, asking for my license and registration. Now, because all of my stuff was legit, they let me go. And I learned from that experience, the next time a cop pulled me over, I'm going to ask him, "What's the reason for you pulling me over?" And when I did so, they let me go. Off back, let me go, because there's no reason for you searching my vehicle nor pulling me over. I need your help. I come to you for help. And it's crazy because in the black community, we do not look at officers for help. We don't look at them as help.
No.
It's a threat.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
That's right.
And like probation officers, you're right. Just a contingency of officers of the court. And like I say, I have to work with a lot of police officers myself, you know, white, black, indifferent, you know, because of the job that I do. And so sometimes I'm viewed as a probation officer on the wrong side of the law. You work for the man, or you're trying to get me locked up, or it's your fault that I'm incarcerated, or so on and so forth. No, I selected that task, that job, in order to give back to help people. You know, so in this particular incident, most people would have said, "Well, that's what you get because you're one of them." That is not true. I'm a person first, who happens to work in public safety, who happens to work. Not all cops are crooked. And like Elio was just saying, you know, a lot of people are negateful to turn to the law because so many things have been done to them backhandedly. So you're afraid of what may happen or whatever repercussions may happen, you know. So I'm very, very disturbed, and I have two friends that are mayors in the municipality in which I reside. So as they say, utilize your, you know, delegated officials, you know, send up a letter. Yeah, I'm going to pick up the phone and call my personal senator, my personal mayor, and make them aware of the situation so it can be eventful for others to have the same experience. There you have it.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that, you know, hopefully, you know, people will learn and just learn from these types of experience. And like Ms. Fabulous said, just know your rights, ladies and gentlemen. Just know your rights. Trust me. And speaking on that, I'm gonna play some hits real quick. But Ms. Fatness said something about George Zimmerman boxing with DMX. I mean, I want to talk about that when we come back. We got Elio's Where Do We Go From Here when we come back. We got a moment in Black history. D-Sledge blow the dust off of my old school double play. It goes down. DL Radio Network playing all the hits. You already know how we do it. We got some crazy stuff to talk about when we come back. Yeah, we got some Ready for the World, some Soul for Real. It goes down. It goes down. It's no good nowhere. We'll be right back. Show you right.
Free Howard Morgan.
Telling your friends about me and I didn't quite understand the real reason why I wasn't the kind of guy in your life. Said you got me tired of him on the couch playing that damn game every day and night. And when were you gonna get some time? For that PlayStation, she went online and started new relations. She didn't know why a man was playing these games. All she knew, she didn't love him the way. She left him for that PlayStation. She met her friend and wanted sensation. She don't know why a man was playing these games. All she know, she don't love him the way. Telling yourself your friends are all dead and wrong. Your man is too damn grown not to pay you attention. Sitting there while the sun was punching on control, but he could be sitting there sipping on Patron and doing them freaking things to you. She went online and started new relations. She didn't know why a man was playing these games. All she knew, she didn't love him the way. She looking for that PlayStation. She met her friend and wanted sensation. She don't know why a man was playing these games. All she know, she done love him the way.
We'll be right back.
Struggling with your mortgage. You think about it all the time.
What are we going to do if we lose the house?
It's time to stop thinking and start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, the Out Radio Network, Celebrity Thursday, D Slate, Miss Fabulous LEO in the building playing the hit singles. So for real, Candy Rain, before that was Ready for the World with their new single, PlayStation. I think I'm going to make me a slow jam love single called Atari Love. Yeah, I'm going to take it way back. It's going to be called Atari Love.
Yeah,
yeah. They're going to do something like that. It's going to be called Atari Love.
Oh, you're right.
ColecoVision Lover.
Mm-hmm. There it is. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure for me to pass the mic to my brother, because right now it's time for LEO's Where Did We Go From Here. LEO, brother, where do we go?
Where do we go from here? And I'm going to keep it Black History Month with you today. I just want to say to our African-American people, our black people, let's try to make ourselves respectable enough in a way to not allow any other race to look upon us as something we're not. Now, the focus that I want to bring on today is Sarah Bartman. And Sarah Bartman was titled the first black vixen known to man as for the black race. Now, Sarah Bartman, a little history on her. She was a slave with a voluptuous body, you know, a nice shape that was abnormal to the normal man. So she was exploited in a way where she was chained up in a cage, and she was basically used as a circus act, which men used her for sexual needs and whatever needs that they need to be met, if it was laughter or even sexual. But just dating back all the way to then, this is slavery time. This is a man-created individual, well looked at, rather. Now, if we come up to today's life, we sort of make it acceptable for us as black women to act this way on videos, on TV. But I want to say today, I don't think that's the norm. I don't think that's who we are. And I think if we publicize and not allow the media to expose us in that way, I think we can be better as a whole, as a community, as a black community, because I do believe that media wants us to look like this. Media wants us to talk like this. Media wants us to dress like this so they could still, till today, make fun of our race. Now, you look at people like Miley Cyrus. I take offense to that. This whole twerking thing, it's a joke to them. So it's okay for Miley Cyrus to get up on stage and twerk and do the things necessary for her to get publicity off of this, off of sperm off of this, and she's never looked down upon. She rarely lost an endorsement. So I think as a black race, what we should do, we should come together more often. We shouldn't allow ourselves to expose ourselves in that manner, because they look at us as a joke. And just judging by Sarah Bartman, she was forced to do these things. She didn't allow herself to do that. She become hip to it just from doing it ever so often. But she didn't voluntarily select herself to this position. And I don't want us as a race to regress back to those times. And slowly but surely we are, by allowing ourselves to get this way. So where do we go from here? I would want us to just to come together and think with a good mind and good sense enough to know your worth and your place in life, and just present yourself respectfully. And then by doing that, we come together as a better whole. We're better people, like Malcolm X was, and Martin Luther King, and Rosa Parks. We start to become those people again, and we have to stick together. So that's where we go from here.
You know, Elio, real quick, I'm going to say, where do we go from there? You know, you touched on some incredible points. I think that the point that I can make about it is what I'd like to tell African Americans is that just look at, you know, and I've touched upon this before, but just look at, you know, how, you know, we were so talked about and ridiculed about the way we talk, the way we look, the way we dress, the things that we say. Okay, talked about so much about it. But now, today, in this point in time, you see other races talking like us, dressing like us, walking like us, our style, the whole nine. You know, loving the type of music that we always loved and listened to. They got talked about for so long. So it's like at one point in time, you wanted to claim, you wanted to act like you hated us, or you wanted to act like you disliked us. But in another corner, you secretly want to be us. So which is it? Do you dislike us, or are you jealous and you really want to be like us? So what is
right.
what's the real picture? What's the bigger picture? So I feel like as an African American race, what that says to me is that we're more intelligent, we're more beautiful, we're more all around amazing than we as ourselves thought and than other people thought. So we're more amazing than we thought we were. We're more amazing than other people thought we were. Because if you went from not liking us to wanting to be like us, to me that says a lot. That says a lot about the African American race.
Right.
Wow. Emulation is the best form of flattery.
That's what I say.
Right, right. And then you could take it like a you could take a video like Window Seat by Erykah Badu. She can be completely disclosed, but the words to back it up mean it means that much more. So I just think we should really uplift our black community rather than look down upon. None of these D's and hoes and or anything like that. If you're displayed in that way, like just come together as a smart unit, so that for that we cannot be possibly looked down upon. That's my thing. I feel like that's what we are. We look down upon. That's why we're racial profile. That's why we pulled over when we really don't need to be pulled over. We're looked upon as that as a whole, and that needs to change.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just not on our part.
There it is.
Mm-hmm. That's wisdom, brother.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Where do we go from here? A segment that we will be discussing each week on Celebrity Thursday, as well as many other things. We got some hits when we come back. The Slate will be discussing with his people this nonsense with George Zimmerman. I just tell you, it's getting real ridiculous. It's getting real ridiculous. But we got some hits. We got some Eminem featuring Rihanna. We have some Mario. We will be right back on the DL Radio Network. The Slate, LEO, Miss Fabulous, show you right.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. Then you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy, crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways. Fame made me a balloon. Cause my ego inflated when I blew Steve. It was confusing. Cause all I wanted to do is be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. I'm running cause I think I'm getting so huge I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think. Cause
I'm friends with the monster.
Come on.
Or somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it, cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring. Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts spawn from.
Yeah, ponder it, do you want? There's no wonder you're losing your mind the way it wanders.
I think you would wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Japan Bondrin, cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict, cause of everything that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD's talking me in the head, keep knocking, nobody's home, I'm sleep talking, I'm just relaying what the voice of my head saying. Don't shoot the messenger, I'm just friends with the
monster.
Call me crazy, but I had this vision. One day that I walk amongst you, a regular civilian. But until then, some get killed, and I'm coming straight at MC's blood gets filled in. Take it back to the days that I get on a Dre track. Give every kid who got played that pump the villain and to say back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the children, but if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates, that's great. It's payback, Russell Wilson falling way back in the trap. Turn nothing into something, still can make that. Draw in the gold dump, I will spin. Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket, face facts. I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that. It's nothing, I'm still friends with the
monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. I'm friends with the monster.
Let me be the one to give you everything.
already know, baby. In the building, in the place of Big D Slade, Miss Fabulous Ellie Yo playing the hit. Mario, Let Me Love You, Eminem featuring Rihanna the Monster. It goes down on the DL Radio Network. Right now, we're in the closeout time. It's time to wind it down. We're going to close out the show tonight with the blow the dust off of an old school double play. But in the meantime, Elio, can you give me some closing comments for tonight?
Closing comments. It's great to be back, man. It's definitely great to be back. Talking to Miss Justice, D. Slate. It's so much of that has been going on in these past few months, man. A lot of progression, a lot of accomplishments, and I'm glad that the D-Hour show is still moving and still doing their thing, still talking to celebrities on a daily basis. And I just hope that all of you listeners out there tuning in every week, and I'm gonna try harder to promote so we can just let this network grow. And I did want to mention, I remember when we were talking to our celebrity guest today, and we were talking about our the first time we heard our song on the radio. And to be honest to God, like, the first time I heard my song on the DIY Network show, I was down in tears, man. And that's heart to heart, host to host. Like, I broke down because just to hear my stuff played, this is where it starts. And I don't think a lot of people understand that. So I just want to, you know, just thank D. Slate, Miss Justice, you know, for allowing that opportunity to happen.
No doubt, bro. I got something to say about that, but I'm going to wait. Miss Fabulous, any closing comments for the night?
Oh, absolutely. In spite of my DWB, driving white black, I am doing well. I am so glad that my brother Elio, so powerful, such a strong man, a man of many words and inspiration, glad to be in the same space as you, my brother, definitely. D. Slate, publicly, you know how I feel. You know, thank you for allowing a platform for artists, for musicians, for people of the arts, and most importantly, one of the most sought-after, respected radio networks for the most celebrities and so on and so forth. I'd like to thank our special guest on tonight. She was just fabulous, pun intended, and I look forward to their projects. In closing, definitely get out and make an impact, not just because it's Black History Month, but make it your history and make it your month and make it your journey. So thank you for that.
No doubt. Definitely I want to thank all the fans and listeners for supporting us and listening to us. Just keep listening to us every week, Sunday through Sunday, DIY Radio Network. Listen to all the shows. We got some incredible shows on the network, and just make sure you guys tune in. Make sure you guys check out Ending Up Saturday this Saturday with host Ray Cole and Beachy D. They'll be talking to indie artists Just Jay and Jilly. So make sure you guys definitely tune in for that this Saturday. I just want to say a special shout-out, big ups to, and, you know, just congratulations, and we're so thankful to be blessed with Miss Moana for joining us tonight from the Jets. Incredible family, talented family. Thank you so much for joining us. We had an incredible time with you, and continued success for the Jets. And ladies and gentlemen, make sure you check out the Jets' new album, The Jets Reunited. It's on iTunes. Make sure you check it out. It's definitely an incredible album. They always put out hits, so that's what makes you guys go get that absolutely quickly. And I just want to say to, real quick, I just want to say to Elio and Miss Fabulous that, again, you know, they know how I feel about them. You know, that's my family right there, and everybody on the network, you know, that's my family right there. And I wouldn't have such an incredible network without, you know, this family surrounding me, without the people that I talk to and work with all the time on the network. It wouldn't be where we are right now if it wasn't for you guys, and I thank you guys so much. And I love you guys, you know, absolutely, wholeheartedly. And just know that we're going to continue to grow, and we're going to continue to do the things that we're doing, and we're just going to continue to keep making everything better. And, you know, of course, the DIY Radio Network is going to grow, you know, more and more each week with, you know, the things that we do say and people that we talk to. So I just want to thank you guys so much for that. And definitely thank the listeners. You guys are incredible. We'll see you guys again. Keep tuning in. Keep looking out because you never know who's going to be on the show. So I want to end it off. These slaves, old school, blow the dust off of them, old school double play. Let me get the dust off that real quick. But let me get it in for you right here. I got some Betty Wright. I got some Isley Brothers. It's going down right here on the old school double play. Please enjoy the rest of your lovely Thursday night. We'll see you guys again Indy Up Saturday. Make sure you don't forget to check it out. D Slate, LEO, Miss Fabulous, enjoy the rest of your night. Please stay blessed. Big shout out to the Jets. Blessed. We'll see you guys next time.
Good night. Black history.
Show your vibe.
Show your vibe. Never forget tonight.
Thank you.